From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. It is wonderful that the return of the Lord is very near. We can be looking up in the midst of all the horrible things going on in this world. It's wonderful to be looking up that we can know what is coming next. Take a look at this, if you will, please. Judeo-Christian eternal, new world order. I've got another really good one. God's kingdom on earth. When will it happen? You can understand the days and times. Well, that comes out of the Bible.
There's a day coming when you see these nations, Russia, China, and all these different groups of the Muslims, and they're appearing daily in the newspaper. Get ready, because that will be World War III. So we're going to get into that today.
Oh, yes. One of the things that we're seeing everywhere, nation rising against nation. I'd like for you, please, to take a look at this first headline. I never imagined that I would see this picture like this. There, of course, is the leader of Iran and Rouhani, and the leader of Turkey. And who is that on the right? Vladimir Putin, of course, of Russia. Those are three of the main ones coming down from the north for that horrible battle of Armageddon. There they are. I never imagined I'd see a picture of it. Well, here it is. Russia, Turkey fill the void in Syria. And, of course, there's Russia and Turkey right together. Well, somebody else coming with Russia, Chinese, love Russians too. Chinese-Russian anti-satellite tech puts U.S. space assets at risk. Well, they're really developing an awful lot in space. China and Russia are aggressively pursuing hypersonic weapons, and the United States can't defend against them. Ah! You mean they're going to put something out there that we cannot defend against?
That's what it says.
That is something, Jack. China anniversary parade to unveil high-tech military gear. And Iran, all right, urges China, Russia. They're the three. Iran, China, Russia. Concrete actions to save nuclear deal. North Korea threatens increased provocations following breakdown in nuclear talks. Oh, that's so sad. Tougher sanctions bring U.S. and Iran showdown. Well, of course, we're going to be on opposite sides, and we'll point that out in a moment. Hezbollah warns Iran able to bombard who? Israel, if war started. And Iranian commander, if Israel attacks, nothing will be left of it. Boy, are they confident against Israel. But you better watch out.
And I'm going to show how silly this is in the light of the Bible. Iran's not going to get away with it because they're a Muslim nation.
Absolutely going on here. Israel hit Iraq weapons depot. Well, you know, they are very, very much ahead of where many people think they are. Netanyahu, Israel needs billions invested for defense against who? Iran. They know their enemy. They know who is going to be coming on them. Khamenei predicts demise of Israel and who? The United States. All right, we're going to be on the side of Israel, as we pointed out many, many times. So they know who their enemies are. Britain warns Iran, don't underestimate the United States. One more. France, Germany halt arms exports to Turkey. Okay, there you've got the lineup. Oh, I do have one more here I'd like for you to see. U.S. Army to deploy hypersonic missiles by 2023. Friends, a lot of headlines, because it's all happening now. Everything that Jack I've heard from the time we were first married predicted would happen according to the Bible is happening now. But to see the pictures of how they're lining up, becoming buddies and hating Israel, Jack, it's all that message you gave, the coming war with Russia.
It's going to be a 7-year war. And as I said last week, a lot of the pastors are saying, oh, we don't believe in that rapture anymore. One of the greatest armies at that time will be the 57 nations that are all Islamic. And they believe in Sharia law. Now listen carefully, because this is powerful. They believe in Sharia law. And number one is you kill your daughter if she has premarital sex. Number two, you kill all homosexuals, even if they're Muslims. Number three, you kill everyone who believes anything else than what Islam teaches. And that's most of the world. And you certainly do away with those who are not of the Muslim faith. And that takes in millions. In the Battle of Armageddon alone, 200 million will die. And these are these groups that believe in Sharia law. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's all in the headlines now. It's coming soon. It's going to be the bloodbath of the centuries. And he said, it's coming soon. But the wonderful thing is, though they want to kill everybody, and they're going to try to kill everyone who doesn't accept what Islam teaches, but there are going to be millions who escape it. And it's called the rapture. A lot of preachers saying, I don't believe that nonsense anymore. Well, then, brother, you are in trouble. Because the rapture is the greatest thing that keeps you out of that war. What? Revelation 3:10. I will keep you from, out of, the hour of testing that comes upon the whole world to try them that dwell in the earth. And millions are going to miss the greatest war in history. Because while that war is being fought, we've been raptured. What's the rapture? Behold. You go up in the twinkling of an eye when you hear the words, come up hither, and never to die. As I said last week, and I say it because it's all connected. This wonderful event called the rapture keeps you from that war. You go through that life, and you are rewarded for all your works to lay at the feet of Jesus, and then you come back with Christ. And he sets up the kingdom of heaven in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Well, you know, so many of you people know nothing about your Bible, are totally ignorant, and you are anti-Semites. What's wrong with you groups that are calling yourselves Christians and you're so against a Jew? You are ignorant of this holy book, and I'm going to show you your total ignorance.
Something else I'm going to go back to that Jack was talking about, and that is the hatred for Israel and for the Jewish people. And the reason that is because Satan hates the Jewish people because God loves them. How wonderful to know that he set his love up on the Jewish people. I'd like for you to please take a look at this headline. It shocked me. Al-Qaeda leader calls for attacks on the United States and Israeli targets. They're putting us together because, and they should, because we're going to defend Israel. We love Israel. In fact, our president put our embassy there right in Jerusalem. Yes, that's where it belongs, he says. How wonderful. Friends, don't you agree that it's wonderful? The Bible stands with Israel. God loves the Jewish people. And I'm glad that we do, aren't you?
Oh, Rexella, this is a tremendous book. And let me first of all say, God so loves the Jew that this entire book, Genesis to Revelation, was written by Jews. And you Christians who'd say you love the whole the New Testament, hate the Jews, there's something wrong with your theology. You'd better get it right or you're going to miss heaven. I saw this recently. And I said, I'm going to join the group Jews for Jesus. There are 35 major ones in my area. And I'll do everything I can to back what they're doing because it's what God wants done. He says, I didn't call on anyone else to write any book of the Bible except the Jews. Holy men of God spake as were moved by the Holy Ghost. And from Genesis to Revelation, every single word was written by a Jew except the book of Luke. 66 books, 64 for the Jews, 2 for the Gentiles. And you don't want anything to do with the Jews? I chose you because I loved you. And one day I wanted to bring a son into the world. I chose a Jewish virgin, Mary. I wanted to do everything I could for these precious people because they're my people. He said, I will call Israel the apple of my eye. Wow. Israel, you're my fiancé. Israel, you're my wife. Israel, you are going to have the eternal name of the city that's my love, as could be called Jerusalem. What? Yeah. As long as you live, it's going to be that for centuries to come. Because God says, I'm going to do one more thing. Because you're my wife, I'm going to give you that everlasting name, Israel, and it's only for you, so we can communicate. And I'm going to set my kingdom up in Jerusalem, not Rome, not New York, not any nation of the world. Jerusalem, Jews. And he said, we're going to do something else. The kingdom of heaven is going to be set up there. What is the kingdom of heaven? The Bible teaches in Matthew 24, Verses 3 to 18, iniquity is going to abound. Sin's going to fill the land. God says, but I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to make Israel the holy city of the world. And everything there is going to be the Judeo-Christian New World Order and government.
I like this next one too. Prophecy Journal, global outreach, and praise the Lord. We are going into every single country now with the gospel and the good news that Jesus died for them. They can be saved and ready for the return of the Lord.
Oh,
Jack, I'm so happy about that.
Rexella, you better get a new touch on God because he's coming. And all you guys that don't believe that, you'll be lost forever and ever. Because only those who know Jesus will be in a place called heaven eternally. Amen.
Jack, you're taking us right into the wonderful time that we have every week on our program, inviting you to open your heart to the Lord. Will you do that? Jack's going to pray that prayer in just a moment. All it takes is saying, Lord, I'm sorry. All that you've done in the past is gone. The blood of Jesus will cleanse. He'll give you a new life, a new reason for living. You can have a wonderful life here and a blessed eternal life in heaven with him one day. Will you pray this prayer with Jack, accepting Jesus as your Savior? Jack.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, a Jew, I will in no wise cast out. Lord, thank you for the light. Thank you, you're the only way. 800 times the only way. And right now, I want that way. Jesus, that day at Calvary, you shared that blood as your face had the facial hair torn from it and the nails were in your hands and feet. And it says, the blood of Christ is the only way. And right now, Jesus, I accept that and you. Come into my heart this hour. In Jesus' name, and thank you, Savior.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God, by the way. I want to send you something special for steps in a new direction. The Lord not only forgave you, he'll walk with you every day. Our mailing address is Jack Benippi Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. You'll be glad you did. And now, our offer of the week, and I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
I want to leave you with this wonderful thought. Jesus gave his all to save us. Let us give our all to serve him. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.